attention and come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching.
Apparently not. Cole. The album fire, but Cole. This is my, hey. This might be the one right here. Might be my favorite one right here.
Yeah. We don't do sparklers, we get specific instructions to bring out the bottles in stealth mode. I'm hearing there's rats in the building, they saying it's not at the bar with the hell code. I feel like it's none of my business, nigga be steadily giving opinions on shit that don't even concern them. I gotta let it off my sternum. I've been considering extending an olive branch, building bridges with niggas that burn them. Like life too short to hold on to things. When Lowe's was calling my line, I stared at the screen whenever the phone would ring. Wish I could have said goodbye, even now I might cry while writing this poem and sing. Life is a crazy thing, look how I got cut from the team, I own the team. Just a little piece. I ain't trying to make it seem like it's something that's not my whole regime. It's up in the spot, carefully watched by dozens of thoughts. Fuck it, I'll just have a couple of shots. Take off the edge and get out my head. When you up at the top, it's a coveted spot. We don't do sparklers, we get specific instructions to bring out the bottles in stealth mode. I'm hearing there's rats in the building, they saying it's not up to par with the health code. I feel like that's none of my business. Nigga be steadily giving opinions on shit that don't even concern them.
You got Cam'ron on here. You got Cam on here. We got Cam on here. Cam.
Fuck with me, Harlem. Promise, niggas. I guarantee it. I put my stamp of fucking authenticity, nigga. Ain't no nigga better than me in this fucking planet. I swear to God. Bitch, I'm on my shit again.
Maybe not. Cole, let's have a talk. Cole. Hey. I know. This is not the place. I understand. I'm a music lover. This is mainly a sports podcast. We talk about everything though. I had to start it off with Cole this week. It's the only thing anybody's talking about. It's disappointing to me what this man did to his legacy in front of all of us. I'm really having a hard time understanding his logic behind it. For those of you who don't know, the first song I played, 7-Minute Drill, Cole sent shots back to Kendrick. Couple days later, at his festival, this man gonna sit up there in front of thousands and thousands of fans and apologize to this man. He didn't even say anything. That I understand Kendrick is friend. Good friend. Not fake stuff. Real actual friend. But we cannot set this type of standard. We cannot set this type in anything. Take this away from music. Sports. I don't care if you're friends. I don't care if that's your best friend. I don't care if that's your brother. If he is on the field, across from you, wearing a different jersey, you take his head off. I might go hard on you. Not try to hurt you, but I might try to, because you're my brother. You ain't about to be in the group chat later talking about, oh, I did something. No, we're not doing that. I knock your ass out. That's what happened. We buddy after the game. Laughing. Hey, I got this one. You got, hey. Like that. Instead of me doing that, I run up to him. I don't even hit him that hard. Well, first of all, he hit me first in the game. Hit me first. Wasn't nothing crazy. Just a little something to show you I'm there. And then after that, I give him a little, it wasn't nothing crazy. I gave him a shoulder. Didn't even fall. He went over a little bit, but didn't even fall. And then the next play, oh, my bad, bro. I didn't mean to do all that. I this is football. This is rap. This is one, if you being, not being competitive in rap is like a fish not swimming. Like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? You cannot consider yourself the best. You cannot consider yourself the best at anything in this world without competing with the best. He sat there and apologized to Kendrick Lamar, said Kendrick could throw some shots at him. He'll take it on the chin. He ain't gonna say nothing. He couldn't sleep right for days if this it didn't feel right with his spirit. Now I'm gonna say this. As a person who did not have peace, did not know anything about peace, and then went and found that and experienced that, you don't want to go back. I can understand that. I relate. That's why I love J. Cole. I can relate to stuff like that. I can relate to that. But ain't nothing stopping you from competing with Ken. Nobody's sitting here thinking y'all about to have a real shootout in outside the arena, outside a radio station doing some 50 Ja Rules. Ain't nobody thinking you're doing that. We know you are friends. He threw a shot at you. It wasn't nothing crazy. It wasn't nothing crazy. Oh, you're first person shooter. You better come with three switches. It wasn't nothing crazy. You responded. And your response didn't say anything crazy at all. Pretty much the whole time you were saying he putting on a facade and he's living a lie. And he is probably putting on some sort of facade. Make this little mysterious only pop out every now and then. It's a little bit of facade, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's a part of the artistry. Some people do that. Some people, it's like Drake, and post and put out music once, twice a year. Some every 5 years. Hey, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. Be true to your design. He was a little right with that. Talked about his albums. First one was classic. The second one was average. The last one was average. The second one, it was all right, but they gassed it. The third one, which is Damn, that's when you hit your prime. And I was right behind you, and I now just hit mine. Now I'm out in front in a comfortable lead. And now I got it. Now these niggas want to come up. Hey, come on, man. Come on. Come on. It was nothing crazy. Wordplay, talking about albums, nothing crazy. You couldn't sleep for days because of that? You couldn't sleep for days. Cole. I was talking about this earlier with my girl. She's a Cole fan. I couldn't really have a full-on discussion about it because she had a cape on today. I hope she don't hear this. She missed this one. She had a cape on. She had a cape on. And I see on Twitter a lot of people have their cape on. What if he said it ain't right with his beard? He being genuine. Nobody. Cole is. I can't say he's the best rapper right now. Before he apologized, he was the best rapper. He took himself out of the best rapper competition. Do I think he, if we're talking about creating songs, wordplay, all this, everything it takes to be a rapper and a good rapper at that, he has all that at the highest level, above Drake, above Kendrick Lamar. At this time, this is his prime. Before I said it might be Cole by a landslide, it is not. Drake is right there. And they pop, and after this, it's back one and two. And J. Cole's not even in the competition. He could never be the best rapper alive or best artist alive with this under his belt. It's no way possible. It's no way possible he can. I've seen a lot of people say this, and I agree. It's hard. Like today, I was driving around, I put his album on, album is still fire. Everything, album is fire, replay value, 10 out of 10. I will probably be playing 3 or 4 of these songs for the rest of the year, longer than that, fire. but we can't listen to 7 minute drill the same. I don't necessarily listen to Sticks and Stones the same. Anytime you tell me I am the best alive, and then come back when you have a competition that you started. I mean, I ain't talking about all the way to the origin, but first person shooter, you threw shots at Kendrick. Wasn't nothing crazy. You threw shots, though. Let's not beat around the bush. You threw shots. He responded. You responded. Was nothing crazy. And then you bowed out. Your rap card is revoked. I am not sitting here acting like I am a hip-hop connoisseur and all this other stuff. I want to be up here talking about sports. We about to get into some sports. Caitlin Clark, Paige, South Carolina. We getting into it. Stephon Diggs got traded to the Texans. Crazy. How Dallas Mavericks balling right now. We getting into some of that stuff. But I had to start with this because it was just on my heart. You can't do this. The basis of this is competition. And you do your white, you didn't even try. You put one foot out there, step back, and said, I'm out. I'm taking my ball and going home. How are we doing that? And the biggest problem is we know you can compete and probably win. If you just let no hand, hey. I'm going all out. You don't have to talk about people's mamas and daddies and sick friends. We ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do all that. You do not have to do all that to win. Now, that's a lie. Just lie. If Drake and Kendrick come back, come do something crazy, like it's reported, and some shots is a little under the belt, you might have to go that way. But disappointing. J. Cole is still, he's still better than Kendrick in my eyes, but he cannot be greater. He is a better rapper, but legacy wise is over for that. For this era, it's Drake and it's Kendrick and it's nobody else. That's the list. Drake, Kendrick. My ears. This is only for my ears. Drake, Kendrick. Ain't much else to say. But let me tell you this. When Drake dropped, hey, this man about to get disrespectful. I already know he about to get disrespectful. After what happened last time, I think no matter what, it's already in his blood. He was going to come disrespectful, especially you got to do that with Kendrick. But after what happened with Pusha T and he didn't put that last tape out, and I think that's been under his skin for the longest, and he's been itching to take it out on somebody. He's been itching. And Kendrick, he's that itch to scratch. Don't know what to tell you. He got a couple in the tuck already. I know Kendrick got some stuff. I ain't thinking Kendrick is not no slouch. Kendrick gonna come hard, pause, no diddy. But Drake, that man coming. Six got, I'm telling you. Hey, he coming. And it's about to be bad. It's about to be bad in these streets. It's gonna be something you can dance in the club to. Ride in the car. Play at your event. It's gonna be nice. I already know. I don't doubt it. Not one bit. I just wish we would have had a 1v1v1. Top three battling out against each other. That would have been wonderful to see. But we're not gonna get it. It's okay. It's all right. Cole. I don't want to keep going. It's just you built it up. I'm the best rapper alive. Let one of these people say my name is over. You built it up. I believed you. Maybe that's my problem. That's probably my fault. I believed you. Even your friend. Didn't expect you to get disrespectful with him, but even your friend. You only had to talk to one person. You could have talked to Drake and we could have did a whole thing, but yours wasn't going to be anything crazy, we know, but it still could have been great. You still could have competed. If you lost, you lost. Nobody would have said it was a loss if you didn't get disrespectful. I don't think so. You can recover from a loss. From a non-compete, you threw the white flag in the ring. You was Muhammad Ali. You walked in the ring, threw one punch, barely clipped him, and then walked out and said, I'm sorry. Like, what are we talking about here? Nothing much else to say. Nothing much else to say. We can start with football before we get into basketball. I only really have one thing for football today. I don't know what the Bills will look like next year. I don't know. The reason Josh Allen... I don't want to say it like that. We've seen over the years with young quarterbacks what happens when you give them a solidified number one receiver. And he had more than that. He had him, Gabe Davis. They drafted a tight end. It was pretty good. He had weapons. He has weapons. Cooks in the backfield. Second half of the season, he was going crazy. He has weapons. But when you have that solidified number one receiver, it just makes things different. It's real different. When he got Stephon Diggs from the Vikings, he automatically got better. We're going to pick up his fifth year option. We have hope he's going to turn into a superstar or above average quarterback. He has the tools. We just haven't seen it all pulled together yet. It wasn't like he was like horrible, didn't make the playoffs. They made the playoffs, lost. But they were decent. They were good. They were above average. When they got Stephon Diggs, we went right into Super Bowl contention. 400-yard games, we went going crazy. Is that all Stephon Diggs? No, that is not all Stephon Diggs. But at least for that first year, I'm not saying he hasn't developed to where he doesn't need Stephon, because the second half of the season last year, him and Stephon wasn't clicking anyway. They wasn't doing much. I believe like Khalil or Kazir, one of the two. He had more yards than Stephon on maybe half the reception, something crazy like that. They were not clicking at the end of last year anyway. So I'm not saying he's not going to be great next year or he's done. Obviously, I'm not saying that. Josh Allen is one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. But I don't know. I just come out and say it. He will not be as good. Stephon Diggs was a major part of their success. You have to double Stephon over the top, under. You have to double Stephon. Even doubling, and what happens if you double him? Or you bring extra attention to him? You have people, backside, whatever it is, one-on-ones. They have opportunities with maybe lesser competition. Gabe Davis, he was definitely better than any second corner in the league, second or third corner. Majority of them. He benefited. Maybe he should have benefited a little bit more. That's a different discussion. Tight ends benefit. Everything benefits from having that number one. And now they don't have Stephon Diggs or Gabe Davis in there. But I believe the number one wide receiver is Curtis Samuel, I believe. Not a bad receiver. Not saying he's a horrible receiver. 3,500 something yards his whole career. Think he's on his fifth, 6 years, 7 years, something like that. Not a horrible receiver, but he's not a number one receiver. He could be your starting slot. He's not a number one receiver. That number one universal puts you on the outside, puts you on the inside. I can possibly even put you in the backfield. I can use you everywhere. You that. Devontae Adams, I can put him outside. I can put him slot. Tyreek, I can put you anywhere. Them. I know I named two of the top 10, but number one receiver. Just think of the lowest number one receiver you can find. Number one receiver. They have a number two, three, maybe? I don't know if you win in the Super Bowl with Curtis Samuel as a second best receiver. I don't know if you win in that. I don't know if you beat in Kansas City with that. I don't know if you beat in the Ravens with that. Now, obviously, I know that we have the draft coming up, and this is supposed to be one of the best drafts for wide receivers. They do this all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, the year when the receivers are a little oversaturated, this is about to be one of the best, one of the historical drafts with wide receivers. We might see 8 or 9 go in the first round, stuff like that. Do I think that's going to happen? I'm going to go through my mock draft later on, probably the week before the draft. But they have to draft at least minimum two receivers with the first three picks. Three receivers. At least three. And I don't want you to reach, but if you're in position to get somebody, you have to pull that trigger. Keon Coleman, something like that. If you have the ability to pull it, pull it. And not only did you trade Stephon Diggs for a second round pick, I'm not saying you could have got a first, but you should have. You traded him for a second round pick, and his cap hit was already, I believe, it was like $27 million. Now it's going to be 30 of dead money. You're paying him to leave. That's how torn the relationship was. I understand there's reports coming out about him complaining and doing all. Hey, if we're not getting the ball, we know we are the number one receiver, and we know getting me the ball usually leads to us winning. I might be a little ticked off too. I might be a little pissed too. Give me the damn ball, especially if we're not doing anything. Stagnant, three and outs, give me the ball. I can understand. And now part of the reason he didn't get a lot of balls second half of the season as well was new offensive coordinator. And they ran a lot more. They utilized Cook a lot more, passing, quick game, running. They used him a lot more, which was a good change, but it did result in less touches for him and less good touches. Touches with space around him. He can do something with it. You know, Stephon can do it. I mean, just give him a crease. Good touches. He obviously had some lapses. So did Josh Allen. We could pull up videos of him overthrowing Stephon. We can get videos of Stephon dropping ball. You can find all that if you want to. You can blame whoever you want. Either way, I think Josh Allen benefited more off of Stephon than Stephon benefited off of Josh Allen. And I think And it's not fair that we're about to see him with one of the coldest, youngest quarterbacks in the NFL. He's already a top 10 quarterback now. You see him talk about football, how intelligent he is. And I think his ceiling is higher than Josh Allen's, to be honest with you. That's my opinion. I think next year he might already be better. He like that. It's not fair that he's going to go to that team, play with that quarterback, and probably ball out, maybe sign a long-term contract with them, maybe just go into free agency and see what's out there. The Ravens, obviously, I wouldn't have hated getting them, but everybody can't go to your favorite team. So I understand we can't do that. We straight anyway. Very disappointed. I would have liked them to at least get a first round pick. They had a second round pick, additional dead money, and had to trade away a fifth and a sixth, I believe. And the Texans, if Stephon Diggs balls out and leaves that next year, the Texans gets a pick for that. So who won the trade? The Texans won the trade. The Texans going all out. And that leads me to the Texans. The Texans, they might be competing with the Ravens in the AFC Conference Championship. They might be in the Conference Championship next year. They might be. The Texans, they are something else. They are loaded. Got Joe Mix. They already added Joe Mixon. Now you add Stephon Diggs with all the other additions on the offensive line and the defensive side of the ball. You add them, Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs. I know some other names I'm missing, but those are the two main pieces. You added them. That's what you're telling me? With this quarterback, when you already had the weapons you had, already had two up-and-coming good receivers, young, and then you add in an older vet, and then you add a vet running back, decent tight end already, it's going to be nasty. I'm not scared. I'm not going to even say nervous. They bother me. They definitely bother me. And nobody in the NFL is going to want to play them next year. I'll tell you that. That quarterback with them weapons, with those weapons, you're not going to want to play them next year. They putting up some points. You better hope the defense is horrible, because they putting points up against anybody. I don't care who you are. So watch out for the Texans. Anything else football? Today, just recently, Dallas issued an arrest warrant for Rashee Rice. So we gonna see where that goes. Still don't think he's going. I mean, the NFL came out and said they're gonna wait for the investigation to be over to get more details and see whether there's gonna be like a 4-6 game suspension. To be honest, that's like best case scenario in this situation. He gets arrested. Well, he has to turn himself in the next day or two, I believe. Turn yourself in, bail yourself out, go to court, get probation, 30 days in jail, something like that. Something light, especially if this is your first offense. Something light, get suspended for about 4 games. Come back, don't do no more stupid shit. How about that? That sounds like a good solution right there. That's a good solution. That's a great scenario for you. A great scenario. It could have been a lot worse. I keep bringing it up. Henry Ruggs could have been worse. Could have been worse. So we'll keep looking at that. I pray that he gets no jail time, no nothing, probation, doesn't get suspended. That's not going to happen. I would like that. I don't wish bad on anybody. I just want to make that clear. Just what I think is going to happen logically, at least 4 game suspension. Obviously, maybe probation, maybe some, I don't know, something. Revoke your license for a little bit. I don't know what the penalty will be. Don't know. I don't think he's going to jail for some long time, or not even a year. 30 days, 60 days, probably not even 60, maybe 30. I don't know what it's going to be. I just hope it's not nothing extreme, trying to prove a point. Nothing extreme. Some slight slap on the wrist. And make just something for him to learn from this situation. I don't know the guy. I don't get the feeling he's going to do this over and over again after seeing, you know, just how he talks in some interviews and what people say about him. I don't see that happening, but like I said, I don't know him. So it is what it is. Wish the best for him. Don't want any bad energy going that way, but at the same time, you need to learn from your lessons. So you need both of those. So Caitlin and Paige. Paige, 17 points, 4 rebounds. Caitlin, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. The game, neither of them played like crazy well, to be honest with you. I mean, it was really, really a full team effort on both sides. Caitlin got bailed out bad with the moving screen at the end. Now, if we're going to sit here and analyze second by second of the screen, it was an illegal screen. It was an illegal screen, yes. You do not call that unless it's like crazy, crazy. You do not call that at the end of the game to decide the game with 4 seconds left. Like, what are we talking about? What is with these refs? They had some on the game? Had to. 4 seconds in the game, or it might have been under that, left in this game. Pick, Paige going for a three, foul call. You cannot call that call, even if it's the right call in that situation. The refs should not be able to decide a game, especially in the final four. The ref should not be able to decide the game like that, because after that, the game was over. It was nothing else. I mean, unless something drastic happened, the game was over. We had a chance for Paige to shoot a three and I believe maybe tie it up or go up one, I forgot which. And we let that go because a moving screen that was barely moving. That girl, it wasn't blatant. It wasn't nothing crazy. It wasn't overly obvious to the naked eye. I understand you saw it. It was blatant to you because you look at this every day. You have to know situation. This situation, final four, 4 seconds left or under that. She is going around a screen about to shoot the ball to tie or win the game. And what do? You call an illegal screen. And like I said, I understand that it was the right call, yes, but you do not make that call in that moment. Do I think either of these teams was gonna beat South Carolina? Hell no, not what from what I saw, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. But Paige deserved the chance to have that shot. She deserved the chance. We just saying this, but she deserved the chance because UConn played a good game, played better. I predicted they were gonna get blown out. I was all the way wrong. UConn played great. UConn played good. They guarded Caitlin very well. They got the short end of the stick. It's horrible. You cannot make that call. And then Caitlin went on to play South Carolina, boy. 18.7 million views. That topped Caitlin and Paige. That topped her and Angel. 18.7 million. Now, this game, she started off hot. 18 points in the first quarter. I was a little worried. Obviously, I was going for South Carolina. I'm not just a Caitlin hater and want her to lose. It's just the team she playing against, I just can't go against. And logically, I didn't think she was going to beat South Carolina. Anybody was going to beat South Carolina anyway. I didn't think that was going to happen. We have to praise Coach Don Staley. Great, magnificent coach. In the last 3 years, championships, 2 out of the last 3, 109 wins, 3 losses. That's a ridiculous record. lost our whole starting five last season from last season. Got these freshies in. Got these other ones in here. Starting right back in it and won it. They could have almost won three in a row if it wasn't for Kalen last year beating them. Great coach. Was a great player six time all-star in the WNBA. Two times college player of the year. Two times coach, national coach of the year. Four-time coach of the year. It was obvious they were a better coach team. And when you take that, you put that there, and then you say, who is the most aggressive team? It was obviously South Carolina. South Carolina was punching on these girls, and Iowa, they were physical, but not physical enough. They didn't reach that threshold to compete. I'm not like they got blown out or anything. They were competing, but we all had a feeling, at least I had a feeling the whole game pretty much, this is really South Carolina's game to lose. I mean, you had moments where Kalen, obviously she had 18 in the first quarter. You had moments where you was like, okay, all right, it could go either way. But majority of the time, we were like, South Carolina, it's them. They can only beat themselves. It was kind of like that for me. That was for me. Now, 2 minutes, 1 minute, some change left in the game. Kalen could have hit a three to tie the game. She could have hit a three. She maybe should have tried, you know, took a little more time off the clock, tried to drive in the lane, get a two, pass it out, get a better shot. She shot a deep, almost logo three, rushed it, went off, and pretty much after that, the game over. I believe LSU scored right after that. It just got out of hand. It was over. It was a fourth shot. And it the funny thing about that shot is it reminded me a lot of Steph. It did remind me a lot of Steph. She been watching. It reminded me of Steph. Whether that's good or bad, Steph is my favorite player. So whether it's good or bad, take that how you want to. But that shot in that moment reminded me a lot of Steph. You can't hate the shot because they make that shot routinely. But at the same time, I would like you to get something better in that situation. We could have played around a little bit more and got something better in that situation. I think so. I think we could have played around and got something a little bit better. But congratulations to South Carolina. They deserved a win. They played better. They had the better team. They had the better coach. And after seeing the accolades and how Dawn Staley coaches, I don't believe they're going to go anywhere anytime soon. And she deserves to get paid. I believe she's the highest paid coach in women's NCAA basketball. If she's not, she needs to be. And she needs a raise. Great coach, was a great player, great team. Hold her players accountable. Great. Great. Now, I just mentioned Golden State. I haven't been to a basketball game, in an actual arena with actual fans in a long time. I believe the last time I went, Mavericks versus Kobe. Don't know which year. Long time ago. I was probably in middle school. Long time ago. Went to go see Luka and Kyrie up close. Of course, once I buy the tickets, Luka not playing. Of course, always happens. I have Kyrie. I was going more for Kyrie anyway. My girl was going more for Luka, but Kyrie's my guy. And they were playing Golden State. Saw Steph Curry in person. Saw Draymond. Clay. Saw him in person. If you don't go to games a lot, you need to go. It's crazy being in an arena. Crazy. Fans all around you. The energy. Everything about it. Crazy. And I came away from that game saying, the Mavericks can win it all. The Mavericks have the pieces in place right now to win a NBA championship. The way Kyrie Irving is playing right now, the way Luka has played ever since he stepped foot in this league, they have the pieces to win right now. Golden State, we already knew this, but the dynasty has come and gone. We knew this already. This is not a big old, it's come and gone. That hurts me to say. And not like we can't win, still win championships. We are one star away. If Paul George becomes a free agent, we get Paul George paired with Draymond, paired with Klay coming off the bench, paired with the GOAT, Curry. He's not my GOAT. Kobe's my GOAT. We gonna leave that to another day. You got a problem with Kobe being my GOAT? Hey, don't know what to tell you. LeBron would never be my GOAT. No, nothing against LeBron. LeBron is great. Nothing bad to even say about him. Would never be my GOAT. And I don't have him above Jordan. And I never seen Jordan play. I understand. I've never seen him play. I've seen highlights. I didn't live through it. I did not live through it. I understand we have this whole trend of, oh, Jordan couldn't go left and not 6 for 6. 6 for 6. It's like a special at Wendy's. 4 for 4. 6 for 6. I don't know what you want me to say. His greatness expanded generations. I have never seen the man play, and I knew he was the greatest since I knew about sports. since I've learned sports, MJ has been the greatest. Maybe in all sports. That wasn't even for just basketball. When I was growing up, it was MJ and it was Tiger and it was Serena. MJ, Tiger, Serena. Usain Bolt. It was them. Who is the best athlete in the world? And obviously, Tom Brady. Those were the people in that conversation, and MJ is a step above them. And then you add in all the stuff with the shoes and the commercials and all. It's unsaid. I understand people want LeBron to be considered the greatest, but he can, if he thinks he's the greatest, he can, he has to, obviously, he's elite. Leading scorer, all these records he done broke. I mean, we'll spend all day if we talk about all the records LeBron done broke, and he's probably going to break. But it's still, and the fact that we're still having a conversation about who's the best and who's the greatest after he's broken all those records lets you know everything, really. It's the end of the conversation. It shouldn't be a conversation after breaking all those records. And we still having a discussion about it. I know people argue about anything, but you know when people are just arguing to argue and when people really, like, come on. MJ's still the best, but I understand you have a case with LeBron. MJ's still the best. Now, Kobe is above MJ for me. I'm not going to have a whole conversation about that. I know my feelings are in it. He's my GOAT. That is what it is. I don't even know how we got on this tangent, but it is what it is. Sorry for this. I just wanted you to know a little bit, give you a piece of me, because Kobe is my GOAT of sports, period. Mentality, work ethic, and proving it on the field, court, whatever it is. He practiced it, he proved it, and he was the best at it. For me, if you have a problem with that, that is your problem to have. And you can come at me if you want to on the Low Podcast on all platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, on the Low @ on the Low Podcast. We can have a, you message me, hit me up, whatever it is, we can talk about it. But just know you're not going to change my mind. Just know it's not going to do anything for me. My mind is set up for life. My first cat name was Kobe, and the next one will be Kobe too. That's how I feel. Like I said, I don't know how I even got on that. I do this sometimes. Just let me get it off my chest. Be with me. I'm going to leave that at that. Caitlin, I will be tuning in. I will be tuning in to probably every game in the WNBA. I'm starting to watch. I'm definitely watching the WNBA now. Women's basketball or women's sports as a whole are transcending, especially when it comes to like track. Shakira Richardson, have to give her some kudos on that one. Caitlin, she has brought me over to the WNBA side. College basketball is not even a competition. I haven't even talked about college basketball this whole year. I didn't even know who was in the finals. It was that unimportant. I was that uninterested. The girls are more entertaining, more skilled. The girls are more entertaining. And it's not even close, to be honest with you. It's not even close. And I do, and I have to agree, because Coach Dawn Staley for the South Carolina, she came out and said right after they won, Caitlin is a big part of that. She's a big part of what WNBA is going to be. She's a big part of what college women's basketball is right now and what it's going to be. It's getting better and better. I'm going to start watching at the beginning of the season. I'm watching all Juju games. I'm watching Paige. I'm watching South Carolina. I'm watching now. And she has a big part of making that happen and bringing fans from men's college basketball, the NBA, fans of sports, all to come watch you. 18.7 million views, more than the finals for the men's. First time in NCAA history for that. Yes. It's that time. And it's time, and with this attention brings more money. And I want WNBA players to make enough money where they don't have to go overseas and play. They get paid more overseas. Why do you think was overseas in Russia when she got arrested for the weed pen? She was getting paid $1 million to play over there. I believe what the max is in the WNBA, 200,000, that's like for the best player, 150, around there. Definitely not a meal, unless something has changed over the last year or two, definitely not a meal. Caitlin Clark will change that. She will probably be the first $1 million, and I'm just talking about salary. Obviously, they have endorsements on outside, shoe deals, whatever it may be, endorsements. That all might add up to a meal, maybe for the top. But Caitlin is going to bring all this to another level. She will be the first million dollar a year player. And it's crazy even saying that $1 million a year. Guys making 30. Luka up for the biggest contract ever. I think it's like 356 million, something like that, crazy. That's what we're doing, and on the girls' side, what we doing? A 4 for 4? Another Wendy's deal? $4 million for 4 years? I don't even think we have that yet. Time for change. I think Caitlin will help bring that change. I think Angel will help bring that change. I'm watching all of her games as well. All these new, and when Paige get there, when Juju get in there, that's going to be nasty. Disgusting. Disgusting. So yes, women's basketball, women's sports, I'm proud to see where this trajectory is leading to, and I hope it's higher and it increases every single year. Wish nothing but the best. I will try to contribute any way I can. I definitely will be going to a game. So great to see that happening. Want to shout out Tessa Johnson, freshman, came in. I think she wasn't averaging more, definitely not more than 10 points a game, a handful of points. Freshman for South Carolina came in and gave them 19 points. Camilla Cardoso, the center, 15 points, 17 rebounds. Disgusting. They did a great job. Did it. Obviously, it was more players. Thank you. I'm glad Raven got a lick back. I'm glad Raven got a lick back. Glad she got a lick back from the Caitlin Clark. She ain't about to do that. From a little disregarding wave. Glad she got a lick back. Grateful for that too. All right. What we got here? What else we got? What else we got? My movie recommendation this week is going to be Monkey Man. This is a movie that was originally going to come out on Netflix, but Jordan Peele was like, this movie is so great. We have to put this in theaters. And I agree. If you want a movie with some of the best action shots I've seen, it's up there. It's up there. Action, great. Acting, great. Cinematography, great. Scenes, placement, I mean, everything about it, the vibe, musical composition, the way it's put together, everything about it is wonderful. What it pretty much is about, I'll try to give it to you without ruining it, because it's in theaters. I want you to go see it. I'm not going to tell you. I haven't given you the heads up, giving you a chance. It's about a boy whose mother dies, and pretty much is a vengeance movie. I'm going after the man who killed my husband, but it has depth. It's not just a simple got to get you back. It has depth to it. It provides some knowledgeable. It's a good, great movie. Very, very deep. Not just surface level. I got to get you back. Great acting, great action, great fighting. Love the movie. Rating 8.5 or 9 out of 10. I may go to 9 out of 10. Wonderful movie. Great movie. I'm going to give you a chance to watch it before I go too crazy on it. Watch that movie. It's in theaters right now. If you wait about 3 weeks, it'll probably be on Amazon Prime, be able to rent it for $5-$6, maybe. Great movie. But thank you for joining me on this 8th episode of On The Low Podcast. Like I said, all socials at On The Low Podcast, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever it is, TikTok, find me with that. Reach out, subscribe, like. Love you. Stick with me. Stay with me. Tell me if you have any questions. You want to know anything about me. You want to know, want me to talk about anything, whatever it is, reach out on any socials and we can have a discussion about it. So love you. Have a great week. Get on your knees. Pray. Peace.